Seth Meyers declares Trump supporters sociopathic for wanting children to return to school. By David N. G. on July 14, 2020. NBC's late-night host Seth Meyers called Trump supporters sociopathic for wanting children to return to school in the fall term, claiming in his monologue that President Donald Trump thinks it'll help the economy and thus his re-election. Seth Meyers, who is believed to be worth more than $10 million and has the luxury of taping his show from home, blamed everything on President Trump and his supporters. "You, Trump, rushed everyone back to work too soon against the advice of your own scientists just to please the Dow," Meyers said on Monday's show. "Now we have 60,000 new cases every day and we're banned from traveling to Europe. Do you know what that means? If Americans can't go to Europe, who's gonna wear shorts and Mickey ears to the Louvre?" He then called the president's supporters sociopathic. Watch below. "When you're talking about forcing children and teachers to go back to schools amid a deadly pandemic you failed to stop, without even putting a plan in place to protect them, that's how you know you belong to a sociopathic political movement," the comedian said. "We're at the mercy of a sadistic oaf who's being shielded by a political party that cares more about statues than people." Meyers singled out Florida's rising COVID-19 cases, but he made no mention of California, which shut down its economy again on Monday due to coronavirus surges throughout the state, especially in Los Angeles. The comedian also failed to mention the Black Lives Matter protests and riots that state officials have said helped to spread the coronavirus. The Trump-bashing comedian alleged that the president wants to force teachers and students back in the classrooms as the outbreak worsens, without sufficient health and safety protocols in place. President Trump said Monday at the White House that schools should reopen in the fall. "The schools should be opened. Kids want to go to schools. You'll lose a lot of lives keeping things closed," the president said. Education Secretary Betsy DeVos said separately that the administration has been considering withholding funding from schools that refuse to reopen in the fall semester. The Los Angeles Unified School District announced Monday that it won't reopen schools in the fall. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo, D., said schools will reopen only if their region's daily coronavirus infection rate stays below 5%. Last month, Seth Meyers shamed the New York Times for running an op-ed article by Senator Tom Cotton, RR, describing the article as fascist for proposing military action to quell the race-driven rioting and looting that was devastating numerous American cities. Follow David NG on Twitter at @HeyIt'sDavidNG. Have a tip? Contact me at dng@breitbart.com.